I want to share, to celebrate, to just show it and to get in touch with, like when I was a teenager and how much tension I felt during the whole time. And how did I not knew it? I don't know. Like I didn't knew when I was in that stage how tough it was. So to this part I really got connected to feel really like compassion for the young guy trying to do his best, seeing no choice really. And I said that I wished him some guidance, like that. I was really amazed to feel a little bit more how much tension he had. Yeah. How little did I know. So. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm very thankful for a young to accompany me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
I'd like to share a morning that I'm having regarding the last process, and the words that are in my head is, I didn't get beyond the protector part. And it's so hard for me to accept this good intention and this protectiveness of this protective part. It's really hard for me to accept.
What happens in your experience when you are being with the experience of protective part? You say it's hard for me to accept it.
Mm.
And is that an experience of resisting it?
Yes.
So you're...
I want to go.
Yeah. And even as you started your speaking just now, you said, I'm regret or sad mourning because I didn't get beyond it.
Yes. Yeah, that this is...
So you notice...
Striving, yeah.
Yeah, you notice the striving.
Yeah.
Which is part of the protection. You're in the protection when
yes.
you're in striving.
Yes.
And you're in the protection, a different level of
it. It's just a different level of
yes.
protecting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just observe that. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And so the process is to observe those different dimensions of resistance, and if you can, just relax the need to get through it or over it. Simply relax it.
And try to. I tried hard to relax.
So what I would suggest is perhaps a different approach. Relax the trying. Simply relax trying to. Because being with it is not something you do. It's something you allow. So just it's there. You notice, as I'm speaking, are you noticing it in you? So if you relax as though that protection is out there like a feral animal, a wild animal,
uh-huh.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it be there and watch it. Just be with it, just observe it. I'm not trying to get through it, you just observe it. And wait, you're both in the same space, you who are observing, and this experience that is whatever it is. And just wait, just be with it. You allow it.
Mm.
You simply allow it to exist. It's there.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. Just allow. What happens right now as you maybe imagine allowing, what happens?
What happens now?
Yeah,
a memory comes up. I allowed it for 15 minutes and nothing happened.
Yeah.
And I do notice that alone in this thinking is, if I wait long enough, then it will go away.
Yeah, but even notice the thinking that there is the thinking that you want it to go away, which is a different motivation than simply allowing it to be there.
That's why I said this is the hard part, really allowing it from my heart, not just from my head, because I know.
It's from your head.
It's good for me.
Yeah. And then the other aspect of this, if this is something you're not able to do, is you view in front of you this protection. I know it's inside of you, but it's also, you have an inner relationship to it. And be curious about it. And be curious. And sense, if this protection were to speak, what would it say? And listen out of curiosity.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You have an inner relationship with this part. Say, I'm here, I'm curious. Your protection, you're scared, you're something. Share with me what you're aware of. Maybe that can give you a little bit of a hint about a slightly different approach.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. This process can be described as it's all of you, but there are these dimensions of the inner you, which is that aspect that is aware and that aspect that is experiencing. So there is an inner relationship that is in process here. And that's, so the one approach can be described as I wait, I allow, I create the space as much as I can internally, a felt space, for this aspect of my experiencing that is painful or distressful or difficult to be with. And then the allowing is the attempt to relax any effort to change it or do anything with it. And then another thing instead of or in addition to is what I just suggested. There is a relationship here. And I feel this fear, this impatience, this something. And I listen into it, feel into it. See? And I might even say, I'm curious. What is the life in you? What are you feeling in your tension? What is the life in you? And I bring a very careful, very tender, kind meeting with this place in me that previously I have pushed away, perhaps, denied, created an inner enemy because it's my inner enemy.
I just want to... I feel like joyful, just I've been able to work with Dale, and I felt myself while we were practicing together as a listener. I felt that I can just be myself with the skill I have and my sensitivity, and there was no break. It was just free to feel my own life force, and I can sense that it's relaxing for me. Because sometimes I just don't trust. It's not that I don't trust, but I don't express my inner intuition. And actually, it was nice to see that. It has helped to get into a deeper space.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, just two human meeting each other. I'm glad to know you.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to say something that was pretty cool, I thought, too.
I'm not sure I finished, actually.
Are you finished?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So when we started, I started to work with Pierre, the first session, we were talking, someone thought we were talking too loud, and Connie came up and asked us to talk less loud. And after she left, I made some comment about something like, I hate saying yes just to avoid someone being angry at me, or something like that. It's a pattern I have, and where I'll capitulate just to, if it's someone I don't care about, a confrontation is no problem, but if it's someone I care about and I don't want them to be angry, like my wife, for instance, sometimes I'll just say, I'll capitulate to avoid that. And I made that comment, and I was struggling to figure out what to work on. And Pierre said, well, let's go with that. And then at first I said, no, And then I thought about it for a minute. There was space to think about it. And we went with that and did some really, really good work that went all the way into my childhood. So that was a gift that Connie gave us. It was kind of interesting, and I really appreciated the insightfulness of you to just key in on that and say, do you want to go with that?
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. Mm-hmm. So,
wonderful.
Yeah,
it was like
textbook stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the stuff of our everyday life.
Yeah.
What else is there to go into?
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. I'm glad you did that.
It was really good.
Thank you.
Something in the process which really amazes me. It's so, like, one thing is if you go yourself in your feelings and all this, which is so healing. But the other thing is, like, in this round, I'm together with people who normally I would not have a lot of interaction. And I have my judgments and know that and put them aside. But then when I hear the story, if I have the chance to get a little bit to know of that inner world, their thinking, their values, what's alive in them, then suddenly it's like you discover a field full of flowers. Suddenly these persons where normally I say, well, okay, the others more they become so interesting, and so they really show me a part of the world which before that was not there for me. And that's, I'm so amazed about these two sides of the process. Like, both are really having a lot of benefit if they enter this, if they allow this openness. It's so beautiful.
I love it. It's as you're describing that, you're describing a process that I've experienced happens in these groups with these exchanges. And I describe it as it's a connection that isn't connected with the stories of people's lives. The kind of social structure interaction that we have, which is, there's nothing wrong with that, but this is different. A kind of closeness that has very little to do with personal history, that kind of a thing. And a closeness that is unique, I think. Mm. Beyond differences. An intimacy that's a very special kind of intimacy. Mm-hmm. That's how I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And especially it's a side which I don't have.
Yeah.
I could imagine it, but it's not alive.
Yeah.
But to see it alive, it completes the picture of the world. Because it's rich, it's important, it's valuable.
Yeah.
But it was not in my thought, not in my life before.
And you discover it.
I discover it, exactly.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you.
Because I have
difficult to find vulnerability.
Yes.
You have 2 years.
Yes, yes. It's not easy for me. And yesterday I've looked for and today and there's a very nice process with lots. And it was very great you have allowed me that I can feel whatever I want, not only this and then so, but I feel that I want to make the experience to go there and I haven't a contact to my...
Huh?
I have a contact, yes, and I want to make this experience. Can you help me?
When you say you have a difficulty experiencing your vulnerability, I have an uncertainty about that. Maybe, I'm exploring because I don't know. Maybe you're experiencing your vulnerability and you don't know that it's vulnerability.
Yes, I think so.
That's what I think is happening.
Yes, I think so, yes.
The word vulnerability might go into your mind thinking that it's something, and but when you're feeling vulnerability, that you don't recognize that that word is describing what you're actually feeling, and you don't recognize it as vulnerability. That's a guess, that's the possibility. Yes.
I would like to confirm that, because yes. I had two possibilities to work with you.
Yeah.
Too short, it was only the short sharing, yeah. 5 minutes, 5 minutes, yeah. You remember? The second day and yeah. yesterday. Mm. And what I experienced in the contact with you was so much vulnerability.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So, Robert's guess, I would like to confirm from my experience from these two little exercises.
Mm.
I would like to talk to you, perhaps informally, out of the circle, if you want.
Yeah.
But
okay.
He's so vulnerable.
Yes. That's why I said that, because my experience
yeah.
of you, Friedrich, is I'm sensing your quality of experiencing at times
yes.
to be very vulnerable, which means undefended,
yeah.
open, feeling, flow, tender,
so much
tears.
So much.
Do you feel what you're feeling right now? Without naming it, you feel something. How would you share what you're feeling right now?
When it's at me, what how it feels?
Yeah. Can you share with me what you're experiencing?
It's unsure.
Let me just pause. Say it in German.
Yeah.
To calm.
We can translate it.
Yes. Just say it as fully as you can in German.
It's a neue Beats.
It's a new feeling for me.
It's a new feeling.
It's fühle, was ich fühle, dass es Verletzlichkeit ist. Das ist für mich neu.
Dass das was ist?
Dass es Verletzlichkeit ist.
Ja. It's new for me to name it vulnerability.
Okay.
Because, weil ich das... Ja, schon so lange in meinem Leben fühle.
I have this feeling had a long time in my
yes.
life. Yet.
Everything, yeah. every time.
Yes.
My firm and don't know.
Yes.
That's Verletzlichkeit.
Yeah, and now I've learned that it's vulnerability.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes first contact.
I make the first contact.
For me,
sorry.
I want you to hear this. For me, the experience, the feeling of it, is the most important part of it.
Yes.
The naming of it is not so important.
Mm.
The feeling of it is the life, is the aliveness of it.
Yes.
of the experience.
Okay.
And it connected me to you so deeply during these two little sessions we had.
Yeah.
Because we both were in that state.
Yeah.
And we were deeply connected in that state.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a word, a direct translation in German for vulnerability?
Yeah. Verwundbarkeit oder Verletzlichkeit. Yeah. Verletzung is also a difficult word. Verletzlichkeit. Verletzung is when you are hurt. Verletzung, hurt. Verletzlichkeit.
For me, the meaning that I give to the word vulnerability is my experience is that when I am vulnerable, I'm open. I'm open in my body, I'm open in my feeling, I'm open in my thoughts. My thoughts don't restrict around limiting ways of perceiving things. I'm in curiosity, in not knowing, not knowing. And I don't know, and I'm truly vulnerable. And there's a flow when I'm feeling my vulnerability. I'm not defending, it's relaxed, present. These are some of the ways I would describe my experience.
Also, the word in no sense means being in the state of not knowing, in no sense.
That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you for that. I like to understand the roots of words, but in no sense is not knowing.
Yes.
It's fresh, it's open.
And even if I may not know whether this is vulnerability or not, I'm experiencing that he is showing himself so openly, and for me that is pure vulnerability.
Yes.
So for me it's a great gift.
Yes.
You're wondering. It's for me vulnerability.
And I believe that for you, for me, anyone who receives it in a way that allows the life energy to come in, then it's nurturing, it's enjoyable. But if I can't receive it, then it's my protective judging part that doesn't allow me to receive it. Yeah.
But for me it is opening. It's an invitation to be with.
Yeah. Are we ready for a different chapter in our day?
Yeah.